presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Now, Superman, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, able to bend steel bars in his bare hands and leap tall buildings at a single bound. Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from far out in solar space and who goes about among men as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, had just rescued Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Editor White from the blazing pine forest near Little Falls, in which Gyp Dinelli, head of a gang of petty racketeers, had done his best to trap them. Dinelli himself had fled down the main road, but only to arrange another and even more deadly ambush. As our story continues today, we find him and his henchman Spike in their black sedan, slowing down along the road and searching for a likely place for what Dinelli has in mind. Listen.
What are you looking for, Jim?
A place I remember right along here somewhere. Or a little brook, kind of. Runs under the road. You know what I mean.
Oh, a culvert? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's it, a culvert.
And when you find it, then what?
Okay, this will plug it. Yeah, here we are. Pull up.
Okay. Well, now what?
Listen, Spike. That bunch back in the woods. Kent and his pals. What do you think they're going to do next?
Oh, them? Oh, how should I know, boys? Get back to town, maybe.
Yeah, get back to town. And they still got the briefcase that Dane took out of the cabin. You know what's in that briefcase, Spike?
Well, yeah, sure I do.
Records of the take. How much we got out of the racket. Who we got it from. Yeah, and who went after it, too. See?
Well, you mean they...
I mean we're all in this dope. You and me and everybody else. Them newspaper guys get back to town with what's in that briefcase. Well, they better not, that's all.
Well, listen, boss, that ain't all they can get us for. What about the Dame?
Yeah, I know. We gotta fix up the whole bunch of them. All at one crack. And that's just what we're gonna do, Spike. Hey, give me a hand here.
Okay.
Careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
No, you didn't tell me. What is it?
Just a little box, Spike. I'm going to plant a little box under this culvert, see? And lead a fuse off in the field behind that fence.
Gosh, boys.
Then when that bunch of wise guys comes along in their car...
Listen, how do you know they'll be in a car?
They came in one, didn't they? I quit asking silly questions.
Hey, look, boys. How are you going to set the fuse for the exact second that they're over the culvert? How are you going to do that?
I don't need to. If there's any place within 100 feet of where this goes off, they'll be plenty close.
Honest?
It's something new. Bugsy Leary gave me it to try out when I needed to. Half as big and 20 times as strong as TNT and scatters fire all over the place. Help me lug it down there.
Hey, listen, boys. Where are you and me going to be when this goes off?
Yeah, easy to... There. I'm going to be out in that field so that I can duck in and grab the briefcase when it comes down and before it burns.
What about me?
You're going to take this car and go back where we just come from.
Hey, listen,
what... Shut up and do what you're told. Go back again in them woods. Hide the car and see what's doing. Get it?
Okay.
They do what I think they'll do. Follow them back here about a half a mile behind. But if they don't, come back quick and tell me, see?
They got it.
Oh, yeah. One thing more. Some of them might come this way, and some might head for the nearest cop house. If they separate... Keep your eye on Kent.
Chip, listen. What if he's alone?
If he's alone. Well, he's alone. Do whatever you feel like.
I get you.
Only make sure it looks like an accident afterward. I get going.
You'll be all right?
Sure. I can handle the rest of this myself. Get back in the car and head up the road again.
Okay. Good luck, boss.
They're the ones that need the luck, not us.
And meanwhile, back in the edge of the woods, safe from the fire, Kent, Lois, Jimmy, and Editor White wait anxiously for some sign of assistance.
Now, let's wait just a few minutes more. If nothing happens by then, you can go back to the car, and I'll go scouting around for the police.
Gee, Mr. Kent, don't you think we ought to stick together?
Oh, we'll be all right now, Jimmy. Those crooks are miles away. They haven't been picked up. What are you doing with the briefcase, Mr. White?
Just giving it a quick going over, Kent.
Gee, it's too dark to see much.
I can tell you what's in it, Mr. White. All we need to get convictions of Nelly and his whole gang.
Honestly?
No fooling.
I'm sure of it. After I turned my ankle, all I could do was sit there. So I went through those papers just in case.
In case what, Miss Lane?
Well, in case Danelli's men found me again, and I just had to depend on my memories.
Say, Miss Lane, you're all right. That must have taken a lot of nerve.
Boy, I'll say, knowing they might be along any minute.
Oh, say, look here, I think we ought to be getting on.
Great Scott, that's right, Mr. White. We shouldn't wait around here anymore.
The car isn't very far, Lois. If we all gave you a hand, do you think you could make it? I'm really anxious to get started with these papers.
Me too, Mr. White.
You lean on me, Miss Lane.
Oh, I'll be all right, honestly.
You're sure?
Positive, Mr. Kent. Jimmy's as good as a crutch, really.
Funny as a crutch is what you mean.
Oh, go on. This way, I'll pick out the pad.
Don't forget the briefcase, Mr. White.
Oh, I will. A few hundred yards down the winding trail, with Lois bravely saying nothing of her injured ankle, and presently the dim shape of the car looms out of the trees. Kent helps them in and insists on staying behind. Look here, Kent. What's the idea?
Mr. Kent, aren't you coming along?
No, I'm staying right here, just in case the police come in from the other direction. I want to be here to talk to them.
But, Mr. Kent...
Oh, I'll be all right, honest. Look, you get going. I'll join you later.
Well, if you're sure that's the thing to do, Kent...
Let me stay, too.
You'll stay right in the car, young man.
Now, you want to get back to town as quick as you can, Mr. White. I'll close up any loose ends up here.
All right, Kent. Good luck.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Yes, one or two loose ends is just exactly right. And I think Superman can do it better by himself than with three other people around. Now then, first of all, I want to know who that was sneaking around in the woods a while ago. Nobody else heard him, but I did. What the... Right by my ear. Those last two were bullseyes. Lucky for me, they bounce. There's something else that'll bounce, too. That sharpshooter back there in the woods. No good running, my friend.
I didn't mean nothing. Oh, he's flying through the air. Oh!
Just a little target shooting, eh? Good, clean fun. Well, now I'll have some fun. Come here.
Let me go. Quit it. Oh!
Well, if it isn't my old friend Spike. Where's Danelli?
I don't know. I don't honestly.
None of that now. Remember what happened to you last time?
No.
Where's Danelli?
I don't know.
All right, then you'll take a ride up in the air. Up.
Put me down. What are you doing? He's taking me up in the air. He ain't human.
200 feet up already, Spike. And a long way down. Where's Danelli? Quick, or I'll drop you.
No. He's back down the road. He's by the culvert.
Culvert? What culvert? What's he doing there?
He's waiting for the car. Oh, look out.
You're all right. As long as you keep talking. Quick, what's Danelli doing?
I tell you, he's waiting for the car.
Whose car? White's?
Yeah, look out.
Almost let you go. What's he going to do? Quick.
I don't know, Alex. I don't.
All right, if that's how you feel about it. So long, Spike.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Oh, please, don't go.
You're all right. I caught you, but I may not catch you the next time. Depends on how I feel. Now, what's Danelli going to do? Last chance, Spike. Here you go.
No. I'll tell you. He's got a new kind of a bomb. He's going to blow up the car when it goes over the culvert.
Something new in bombs, eh? And that culvert's only about a mile away. They're almost there. Sorry, Spike. You're due for another ride.
No. I told you, honey.
Sorry, no time to put you down, but you won't get hurt. Not this time. But if you ever say a word about what's happened tonight...
I won't.
Remember that, Spike. Now hang on. We're going to make time. We've got to catch that car. When we do catch them, you're going to warn them while I catch Danelli, understand?
Yeah, whatever you say, only don't drop me.
Don't wiggle, Spike. Up we go. Faster.
Still feel all right, Lois?
Fine, thanks, Mr. White. Are you heading right back to town?
If you don't want to see a doctor.
Oh, no, we want to get back to work.
Good girl, that's what I think myself.
Hey, look. There's a man on the road way down ahead.
No, there isn't.
I saw him.
I saw him too, Mr. White, down by the little bridge.
He ducked down and ran. He sure got swell lights, Mr. White.
Well, he's gone now. And here's where I let her out a bit.
Mr. White, what's the matter?
Gee, you sure put on the brakes.
No, but I didn't. We just stopped. As though somebody grabbed the car from behind.
Look, there's another man right in front of the headlights.
Get back. Get in reverse, quick.
What's he saying?
Quick.
Hey, dynamite! There's dynamite in the road! Back up, quick! Get away from the cover, quick!
Dynamite!
Quick.
Hang on, everybody!
Quick, quick, look out! Look out!
Saved our lives. But where's he gone? I'd like to know what in the world kept us from going onto that culvert.
Hey, Mr. White, is that you?
Kent. Great Scott.
Mr. Kent.
How'd he get here? We left him back in the woods.
Are you all right? Anybody hurt? Gosh, for a minute, I thought surely...
Kent, what's going on here? Who's that you've got there?
Chip Dinelli, Mr. White. The big boss himself. I found him lying in the field. He was stunned.
Chip Dinelli?
Yes.
But the other man, the one that waved us back.
Oh, that was Spike. You remember Spike, Jimmy.
Hey, gee, I thought I knew that guy, but... But
now he just turned over a new leaf. We found him just after you left. And he told us all about it, so we brought him along by a shortcut. Got here just ahead of you. And he'll back up every word I say.
Won't you, Spike? Won't you?
Yeah, sure.
Say, look. Here come the state troopers. And we've got Spike and Chip Dinelli.
And we still got the briefcase, too. Don't forget that.
Right, Jimmy. Thanks to you and Miss Lane, the Dinelli gang is smashed for keeps.
Clark Kent certainly will have a lot to explain this time. Editor White is asking himself questions almost out loud. How long can Superman keep his secret quiet? Time alone can tell. But meanwhile, there's a brand new assignment coming right up as Kent has set out to follow a weird and exciting story. Tune in next time and don't miss it.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.